Astro. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey.
She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me
damn.
Out.
Hold up. Hold
whoa.
It. Did
whoa,
you hear
whoa,
that?
Whoa,
you hear
whoa,
what
whoa.
I heard?
Whoa. Excuse me?
Excuse me, sir? did you just say that you took half a Xan?
You took half a Xan for plane anxiety?
And you
then
took
fell asleep?
For 13 hours on the plane?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how people aren't talking about this right now, because
oh
we just
God.
Had Demi Lovato overdose, possibly.
Right.
And it's like we're just sitting here all dancing to the song, and clearly Drake is a freaking psycho. Drake's been going psycho.
He really is in sicko mode.
He is in sicko mode.
And so is every suburban mom that's ever taken a flight.
Every person prescribed Xanax.
Yeah, for flight anxiety.
I'm worried about him.
He took half a Xanax for plane anxiety.
Well, we don't know what size Xan he took. It could have been a half of a 0.25.
Oh.
Xan. I don't know.
Oh,
or it could have been
the
2 milligram.
Yeah.
Half. But man, he's just like...
He needs to calm
he's
down.
He's really going brazy.
Drake, you need to calm down,
he
please.
Needs to chill...
Drake,
the fuck out.
Please chill out. He's like, I took half a Xan for plane anxiety.
I wonder what it's like for like Travis to be in the studio with him hearing that and just gonna be like, okay, all right,
Drake.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same as when Drake like brags about Robotussin and Jumpman.
Yeah.
I need a Robotussin. Whoa.
Well, I just don't know what he needs the Robitussin for with that one.
It's a robo trip, like a 10th
yeah, but he
grader.
Doesn't like explain why. Okay, wait, I'm looking at the lyrics right
robo
now.
Robo tripping.
It's okay, jump man, them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Well, I don't know what he needs it for.
Yeah, he wants to robo trip.
He might, or there's a chance he just wants some. He might be sick.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's
it's
just
unclear. Or he's just not sure. He doesn't really know what it is. Kind
of
like
all of my boys in high school before they ever did like mushrooms or acid were like, dude, you got a robo trip, man. I love
mine
robo
too.
Tripping. Yeah,
mine
it's
too.
Like a very robo to I've never heard an adult brag about like robo tripping
or triple C's. You know, stoners in training would do that at my school, but they wouldn't even do it at fun times. They would be like, they'd show up to gym class and be like, dude, we're robo tripping right now. And then they would just end up like laying on the side of the gym while we did like, the 1 mile test or something.
Oh my God.
It was never they would never do it to go into something fun.
Right.
It would just be like, yeah, we're going to do it before the history test.
Yeah. Before
it's going to be cool.
Class.
Yeah.
Remember statistics class? You used to just fucking like, they would give you M&Ms. It was like, that was my senior year math class.
Oh, I never took
statistics. Where like, I was AP and IB with like, you know, social studies and English classes. But like math, huge dumbass. And so senior year I took statistics. Mm-hmm. And like, it was like a class for like dumb people.
That's
where
funny.
They would just be like, here's 10 M&Ms and they're all different colors and you're going to make a bar graph and then you get to eat the M&Ms. And I was like, I'm 18 years old. Let's fucking go. I'm a full grown man. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
What was the other Drake song you wanted me to listen to? The intro?
Play the intro
Ransom?
To Ransom.
Okay.
This is some gems I think in about this constantly. Just play the intro.
Okay. One sec. Here it is.
It's yeah.
Yeah, Drizzy baby.
Wait, the funniest picture of Drake is on this YouTube thumbnail.
Oh, classic.
Oh my God.
Classic.
How is that not been a
tilted
meme
hat.
Oh,
yeah. Very 07.
Okay, Drake. Well, we're going to keep going.
You already know what it is. It's the first time I'm high. It's the first time I smoked in like 3 months. I'm sorry, mom, I had to do it to him.
It's the first time I'm high.
Forty, I see you. Oh, I see you, homie.
I need to run that
play
back.
That, run
is.
That back.
It's the first time I'm high. It's the first time I smoked in like 3 months. You know what it is. It's the first time I'm high. It's the first time I smoked in like 3 months. I'm sorry, mom, I had to do it
keep
to him.
Keep playing that.
Forty, I see you. Oh, I see you, homie. I stay late tonight, right?
You know what happens, when I stay late.
Yeah. Boy Wonder.
What if he just never starts rapping?
Every single time.
Yeah.
Toronto, I got you. I got us.
Yeah.
I'm a hog, gotta get
just
along.
Just play it from the beginning.
Wait, no. I mean, I think we should do our own
one more time.
New intro for this.
It's the first time I'm high.
I think we should do our own new intro for the podcast right now.
Oh,
with the
yeah.
Ransom. Hang on. Pull up the beat.
Oh.
Oh. Yo, it's Yeah But Still.
I just smoked weed.
I just took mushrooms for this time, and I see Frodo Baggins in my room and a dragon.
Whoa. Dude, I'm watching Enter the Void for the first time, and I'm tripping balls.
I just saw Donnie Darko for the first time. That shit was crazy. If somebody knows what that movie means, send me a direct message.
I just listened to a Pink Floyd record backwards.
I just drank two beers. I'm feeling a little loose.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mom. You know I had to get a little buzz.
I just drank a coffee. I'm hyper.
Whoa.
He's fucking... Whoa. I think Bilbo Baggins is smoking a joint.
Whoa, Brandon.
Is there our token? I'm sorry, Mama. I had to do it to him.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
good
enough
bit.
Of that.
Good
bit.
That's enough
good
of
bit.
That. No, I think a great bit. I do feel I'm off the bulletproof coffee, and I feel like we're thriving.
Yeah.
All right. God damn.
I mean, okay, so the Drake thing, we're also looking at an article
it's the first time I'm high.
There's a conspiracy theory that Drake doesn't know how to smoke weed and has never smoked
weed.
Oh,
is this the Noisy article?
Yeah, I was cracking up at that because
there's
just a few videos
a lot
of him
evidence.
Smoking and he doesn't really inhale.
Yeah.
And the way he looks at it, he kind of like blows it out like he just did an achievement.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I mean, there's no way he smokes a lot. Maybe he does now or something, but like,
no,
I don't think that's in his character.
No, absolutely
I mean, I don't,
not.
I don't really smoke.
No, you don't.
But so I could tell.
But you don't lie.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm so high right now on this podcast, dude.
It's the first time I'm high.
I'm
so, sorry, Mama.
I'm
I
sorry,
had to
Mom.
Smoke weed.
Forgive me, Father. Damn, I'm going to hell for this.
I'm sorry, Mama. I took one hit of a joint.
Well,
oh my God.
It's further, like, I have my own theories. Not even theories. I just know.
He's
never I know a couple
changed.
Things. Drake in high school. Drake, I know that he was the kid who had all of the video game systems and like all of the sodas cold in his fridge. Like, that's why he had friends. He was that guy.
Damn.
Doesn't say anything about his character. It's just, I know for a fact he had all the PlayStation games.
I do love that he, I mean, that's the thing is like, his music has gotten like over the years better, right? I was like a Drake stan, but he's still the same guy. He's still the same guy he was on Ransom on Sicko Mode.
Yeah.
Where he's like not a drug guy, but like hanging out with drug guys
and just
pretending
to be
a drug guy.
Hey
yeah.
fellas, how's it going?
Yeah. I had that.
You know, I took a Xan recently. I took half a Xan on a flight.
Was on a flight.
It was a long flight. I had a show right after, so I took a Xan. Yeah.
I took a Xan and went on an airplane.
I needed some sleep.
I too love drugs.
Yep. This is my new character, Drake Obama.
Drake Obama. Travis, it looks like me and you have maybe more in common than we originally thought.
Let's have a beer.
Let's have a beer and work out the lyrics of this song.
When I was with Brendan and Corey last week, they just kept being like, let's have a beer. Like, it is very fun to just like in Obama voice be like, let's have a beer. We were talking about the beer summit.
Oh, the beer summit was great.
Yeah, and he was like, let's talk.
I know you guys are mad at each other, but let's just get together over a Blue Moon ale.
Yes,
a wheat
oh
ale.
Oh my God.
And work it out.
You know he loves Blue Moon, which I love.
Oh, he loves beer. He's a beer guy.
He's a beer guy.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think he's like
Michelle. I think
I
deserve a cold beer right now. Kind of excuse. He's that type of guy where he excuses it.
I love it.
She doesn't care,
and
she's like, Michelle, I'm gonna enjoy a beer. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barack. I don't care.
I want two beer Barack.
I want our president to be a two beer.
I
want to
smoke a cig with two beer Barack, because you know he like still smokes cigs sometimes when he's drinking, for sure.
Guaranteed. I mean, I'd like to hope that he's ripping them after.
He is like that. Is I mean, you know, say what you will about the drones or whatever, but he did blast six.
That's true.
You know,
say what you will about the drones, but he did smoke.
Right. So. I mean, I'm going to get like, there's going to be comments like, what if Barack Obama blasted six?
Well, but you know, he said that's he was fine. Quitting smoking when he became president.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy.
No, that's
I almost
when
like when he said
the
that.
Most six.
Yeah. Yeah. And also it's like, dude, I've quit smoking before. I don't think I want our president to do that during when he has the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
Because it'll make you a little bonkers.
A little kooky.
Yeah. I don't really need that. So just keep ripping the six. But also, like, you know, you're the president of the United States. You have a team of people who will get anything for you. You're going to rip a cig.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a stressful moment, you could smoke in the White House.
What kind of cigs do you think he smokes?
Wasn't that like... Didn't we know? I thought he...
Did we ever know? Did we ever find out?
I'll look this up. I'll look this up while we keep going. But you know, at stressful times, he was... That, you know, that image of all of them watching the Navy SEALs kill Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
They probably photoshopped out the cig in there.
Oh,
he was probably having a...
Cigs, indoor cigs.
A celebration cig in there. For sure. Let's see. What kind of cigarettes... You want to make a guess?
It'd be cool if it was like Newports or something.
That's racist, Brandon.
That's not racist. I smoke Newports.
What brand did he smoke?
That's not racist. It's racist that you think it's racist.
Ooh, hang on.
What was it? Camel Crush?
What is this? I found like the worst website for this.
What? It was you're on InfoWars?
No, I was on like
and it's like
Quora or whatever.
He's smoking gay cigs.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is there a picture of him?
Bam, 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 bam.
Well, there's that
I'm
famous
sorry,
one
Mama.
Where he's smoking a hand
I
rolled.
Smoked a cigarette.
Damn. Well, there's 40, one that's like
you.
Photoshopped, I think, right? With him in his mouth.
Oh, there's one that's real. There's like there's real photos of him smoking cigs.
That rules.
I know that.
Well, if these are real, then they have a tan filter.
Okay.
So they could be Newports.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hard to say.
Jack is printing out images right now and circling.
Obama smoking.
Circling.
I mean,
the
this
filters.
Is a great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great
Obama
search.
Smoking is like a classic search.
I mean, Boehner was in there too. Yeah. You know, those guys worked deals out over cigs.
Mm-hmm.
They had to.
There's
Did no
Boehner
way.
Smoke cigs?
Oh, Boehner smokes a large amount of cigs,
Respect.
Drinks a shitload. He's just an open alcoholic drinker guy.
Yeah.
Straight up. You know, that guy was rolling in.
Straight up. Let's get a fucking Travis Scott soundboard in here.
We should. I will get together a soundboard.
It's fucking, it's Astroworld week and, you know, people are abuzz.
Brandon, speaking of addiction, I don't want to speak too soon, but it's been 5 days since I've had a cigarette.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, sir.
Oh, baby.
Totally on accident. I'm not going to name the product I've been using because they haven't paid us any money.
They haven't, yeah.
But I think everybody knows.
Right.
But... I didn't want to or try.
That's sick.
And I just started
That's
doing
great.
It. I like. Yes. I did a couple days where I like did. I had like one.
Yeah.
I think I started liking this this product more.
I'm truly tethered to this product.
It's yeah.
And it would be great if they wanted to cut a check.
It's funny. There's a lot of controversy around it right now, but
yeah.
It's. I mean, it's good for quitting smoking.
Yeah.
It's also would be. It's like weird for people to start it if they didn't. Use nicotine before it's like the same thing.
This girl told me it's illegal in France.
Vaping or
like the Juul specifically?
Really? Maybe I don't know
if vaping in general is like
damn vape discrimination, dude. Vapor's rights.
Yeah.
And also speaking of addiction,
hitting the Juul. You're under arrest.
Put on the Juul.
You are under arrest
for being too beautiful.
Oh, you need to, instead of hitting a jewel, you need to eat a baguette.
in France, we do not hit the jewel. We only hit women. We are very strict. Cigarettes only and sexual harassment is what we do here.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew, man. When are they going to Me Too his ass?
When are they going to? Never in France, dude. They love their sexual harassment there.
Damn.
Do you remember during Me Too and all the, it was like many French celebrities being like, this is atrocious.
Oh, this is how dare Harvey you? Weinstein. This is,
he is a good man. He is a
normal.
Yeah, how you say
he is
normal?
A normal man.
Yeah, he and is a full is blood, good blood. Want sex.
Harvey Weinstein is.
Wait, my French accent, very bad. Very
mine
too.
Well, it's just like a very, I don't know what mine is.
How you say Harvey Weinstein is a hero?
Yeah.
How you say
that's like, how you do the French accent. Like Asian. It got like Asian.
No, we'll work back
I'm
to it.
French?
For me, Harvey Weinstein is
we both keep slipping into. We need to. That's the rest of the podcast, is us just kind of like tweaking our accents and improving.
Oh, it's so. Oh, fuck. I'm like, I lost it.
That O was sounded like a Japanese exchange student.
Yeah.
I don't know, this crossover.
We gotta pause the podcast. Fucking.
Workshop this for a little bit.
Get some lessons.
Yeah, get a Frenchman in here.
Take a class.
Yeah.
Take a class, hop by, maybe just like pop into the local community college.
Does Drake French speak 101. French? Do you No. He's from Toronto.
It's the first time I spoke French in like 3 months.
Damn.
Oh. I'm sorry, Mama.
Omelet du fromage.
Je m'appelle Drake.
No, Pepe Le Pew is a national hero in France.
Yeah, they love him. He's the president.
He's a disgusting cartoon skunk.
He's a rapist.
He is. Well, it is weird. Like,
yeah,
it's like when you look back at all the famous cartoons, like the Tex Avery era. It's weird that there's all these archetypes. There's like the cat and mouse. There's the Foghorn Leghorn, who's kind of like this, you know, blowhard Southern. Like, he's kind of racist.
Yeah.
He's probably, you have to assume he's racist.
Foghorn Leghorn would have been wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah, I think quite possibly.
Yeah.
And then there's like, well, why not a skunk that's a rapist?
Yeah, the rapist skunk.
Well, also,
they were storyboarding a rapist skunk. Like,
well, also, because like,
this is gonna
be
great.
There were inevitably more cultural stereotypes back then too, because people didn't really like travel out of the country too much. It was harder, so they do have like very hilarious views of other countries. Like, okay, Speedy Gonzalez you could say Speedy Gonzalez is racist.
Yeah,
it's a caricature, but at the same time, he's just a very fast Mexican mouse. It's like, okay, he's fast.
And he uses
smooth
speed to steal our jobs.
But then I like how they looked at France and they're like, well, he's got to be a rapist.
Yeah.
It's the number one. Like, Mexico's like, they're quick. They like tamales, sombreros. France, well, he's got a rape. He's a sexual harasser.
They also, like, there was some blackface. But I guess not blackface. Just sort of racist caricatures of black people
for sure. Yeah
It was but I like, I owned all the fucking Looney Tunes golden collections. I was like a huge Looney Tunes guy. But yeah, they like have like a like preface now where it's like, hey, like,
oh yeah, I've seen that.
This is, you know, this stuff is wrong, but like, you gotta understand, like, everybody was racist.
No.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Song of the South, you know? Mm-hmm. Disney, right?
Yeah.
You
that
know?
One was pretty weird.
That was, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Looney Tunes was pretty racist.
But I think they have, like, removed a lot of the rough episodes, though.
Yeah.
And there are still, There's some timeless stuff in there.
No, there's some time. I mean, I'm a Bob Clampett stan. I'm a Tex Avery stan.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, this is why
this
I was on
the Looney Tunes podcast.
This is why I was on the ToonZone.net.
Also,
forums.
Hanna-Barbera, big fan. I'm a big fan of the Hanna-Barbera
so
canon.
Myself.
Interesting. Okay.
I think just because I'm like sort of a purist, Looney Tunes, like literally, like the animation is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful animation. Hanna-Barbera sort of introduced the world to like cheap shit. Like Flintstones, like they run and then like the background's yeah. like it's just like mm-hmm. repeating, you know, like they Hanna-Barbera invented like being cheap.
Sure. Yeah.
But like without the Flintstones, we wouldn't have Family Guy.
I mean, can we both agree to fuck Disney?
Whoa.
Are you?
Whoa.
We're talking cartoons.
I mean, I'm talking
of the era
versus of the era. Yeah, I was always Warner Brothers over Disney for sure. Like, I'm not like.
Let me back that up. Like, we're talking right now about old cartoons,
yeah,
cartoon
absolutely.
Shows.
From like the 30s
if,
and 40s.
If, let's
yeah.
say we had some third guest here and they were like, well, my favorite is the original Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Well, yeah, like,
we'd both look at them
like,
you're
like,
a fucking freak. Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's
you're
like,
lying also.
That's
you don't like that.
Crazy to, yeah, if you were like, oh, my favorite cartoon is Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. Get the fuck
bitch,
out of
shut
here.
Shut the fuck up.
Get out of our studio.
Bitch, shut up. Get out of here.
Fake
get out
person.
Of get out of here. This the guest?
Yeah.
We were going to intro you in a second, and now you're out.
I mean, I could talk about
yeah.
Disney for the
we
rest
had to
of
just,
the pod.
We had to
but.
Just kick out Barack Obama.
That was him the whole time.
Barack Obama was like,
I love the
clear.
Mouse.
I love Steamboat Willie. I think he's a funny mouse. Mickey's a funny mouse and he's nice. Bugs Bunny is mean. Bugs Bunny, he's playing these tricks. Mickey Mouse, he's nice. Bugs Bunny
also Bugs Bunny
invented being trans.
I was about to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he
Bugs
was the first.
Bugs Bunny invented being trans.
Bugs Bunny was trans.
Yeah.
I mean, he used
and
it
he was,
for tricks, but.
Yeah.
I think who's to say that that wasn't just his opportunity to
yeah.
live his truth.
Well, that's the thing is people like guys are very open about like, oh, Lola Bunny was hot. I wanted to fuck Lola Bunny. But nobody talks like what they really mean is like Bugs Bunny dressed like a woman and I fucking jacked off.
Yeah.
In theory, this hypothetical person.
Well,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, Lola Bunny is different than Bugs Bunny.
Right.
But, yeah, Bugs Bunny as a woman, very hot.
Hot.
And
absolute
who's
smoke
to say
show.
That we even knew that,
yeah.
Who's to say that Bugs Bunny is a male at all? Have we even.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Has
true.
That been established in the canon
true.
Explicitly?
Fair. True.
All right, well.
Wait, you do know. You know, wait, do you know about that one scene in Who Frames Roger Rabbit?
Which one?
Which, by the way, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Fucking
all-timer
movie, and like watching it when I watched it in my life
mm-hmm.
was so exciting because I was like, oh shit, it's like Donald Duck and Daffy Duck in mm-hmm. the same scene. It's Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse in the same scene. Fuck, you know,
yeah.
Like I was like losing my mind, and like they made like Warner Brothers was like, oh, they can be in the movie, but like no Disney. I think there was some sort of agreement where it
yeah.
was like. Oh, like all the Warner Brothers and Disney characters have to have like an equal amount of time on screen. And that's why it's always like Daffy Duck and Donald Duck in the same scene or Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse. Do you know about the Daffy Duck, Donald Duck N-word thing?
No.
Dude, pull up this scene. It's like there's like a debate over it. There's like a whole Snopes thing that says that it's false. But like people think that. Donald Duck calls Daffy Duck the N-word.
In this movie?
In the movie.
I kind of remember this, but I have it pulled up right
play
now.
Play the scene, and then
all right, here it is.
We'll listen to the audio.
Despicable!
Oh,
but you are despicable!
Gone, scallywagger. I did it!
This is the last. You are despicable!
Gone, scallywagger.
He says it! He says it, dude!
That's what I'm saying about Disney.
Yeah. I do not.
Racist.
Donald said the N-word.
I'm in shock.
You
but
know?
Also not Chuck. Everybody knows Donald is racist.
I think we found the original racist Donald.
Yeah, right?
Bitch, let's fucking go. Yes. Hell yes, dude. This is fucking political satire at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about this. Play that back one more time. I want to hear him say it.
Okay. Where'd it go?
That's out of control. There's what else could he have been saying?
Yeah.
But you are despicable.
What do people say in the comments?
Yeah, I mean, well, I wonder,
like, what else could he have been saying?
Okay, so somebody's saying doggone stubborn little. That sounds plausible.
Stubborn little, okay, look, right.
As much as I would like to believe it, this movie was made in what, like
1984.
Really?
No, yeah.
Oh, that's way ahead of its time.
84.
Shockingly ahead of its time.
Yeah.
But yeah, in 84, right. Like there's like, oh yeah, let's toss a hard R in here. Let's just have the duck.
Right.
Let's toss in, we're going to say the N-word and we're going to do it.
They sneak
very casually.
They sneak it in, you know? They sneak this kind of stuff
they
in.
They wanted it
I don't
in
know.
There.
Is that... They're saying that it's doggone stubborn little... I mean... We have to
get Donald Duck on the podcast.
Gotta get Donald on the podcast.
That would be so funny if we got Donald Duck on. our guest today, Donald Duck. Donald, how's your week been?
God darn stubborn.
You're Googling doggone stubborn little?
It's called, doggone stubborn little. I love that. Somebody was like, I hope Disney gets sued. By who?
You know. By Daffy Duck.
Yeah,
Daffy Duck's going to sue
him. I hope Daffy Duck fucking sues his ass.
And, you know, Foghorn Leghorn is the attorney.
Yeah.
Now I say that this here duck did in fact say the N-word.
But then he
Nothing wrong with that, folks. Yeah, nothing wrong with that from time to time. We all say it. But in this case, it was directed at a black duck.
I guess doggone stubborn little, but like the voice makes it sound like he said it. Like it sounds like it.
I think we just like can agree to go on life believing that he said it.
I think it's a safe assumption. To believe that Donald Duck is racist.
Yeah. I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
He's... We're looking at a white duck and a black duck there.
The white duck
probably said it. I'm going to look at Donald Duck right now. Just
you know,
to look him
Daffy
in the
Duck
eyes.
Is like a
I need to look him in the eyes right now.
Duck.
Yeah, this duck.
Donald Duck, very white.
Also, Donald Duck is an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a huge asshole.
He
and, you
sucks.
Know, is he...
Daffy Duck is cool.
Is Donald the descendant of Scrooge McDuck? No, that's a different canon,
no.
Right?
Are they in the same family?
Donald
and let's look this up.
So
this is honestly my favorite conversation we've ever had. I feel alive right now. I feel so like you're bringing something out of me that I feel like I haven't been able to express.
So okay, Donald Duck is Scrooge McDuck's nephew, and if you look at Scrooge McDuck, this is a racist duck. There's no way he's not racist.
Scrooge McDuck is like...
then the great nephews are Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Brother-in-law
being Ludwig von Duck. Now that's a racist name if I've ever heard one.
This is such a like white ass family.
Yeah, I mean Ludwig von Duck, I'm looking at him. I didn't really even know about him. He looks like not an explicit racist. He looks like one that would, you know, be like a race scientist.
Wait, so Donald is his nephew. So who's Donald Duck's dad?
We don't know. I don't think it's in the canon.
But where's... I'm looking at the family tree right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to find him.
Quackmore Duck is his dad.
Quackmore Duck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know about Quackmore, buddies.
What is...
Wait, there's a huge... By the way, this family tree is absolutely giant.
Out of control.
Do you think this was just made to like hang in the park or something? Yeah, and they just made it up. Matilda McDuck.
Donald Duck is his nephew.
Okay, so.
See, of course, Donald Duck fucking comes from money. He comes from money. He's racist. Are you lit? Are you?
Oh.
He comes from money and he's racist. And there's tapes of him saying the N-word.
Welcome.
There's the, you know.
The resistance.
I mean, damn. We got to grill that. We got to grill his ass.
You know? I think we just cracked
something
open. Donald
Duck, come on the pod.
Yeah. Come on the pod, Donald. We have some questions for you. And Daffy's going to be waiting.
Oh, yeah. That's the fucking summit.
Did you just call? Well, I can't do the voice. Despicable. How do you do the Daffy Duck voice?
It's just Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Despicable.
Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? I'm Daffy Duck.
That's neither voice.
That's neither Jay Leno nor Daffy Duck. I am bad at voices. And, you know.
If you've come here for voices, I'm sorry.
You didn't come here. Yeah.
But really,
fucking James Adomian, dude.
Yeah. Not many people come for voices anymore.
Yeah.
James Adomian is very funny.
He's
but otherwise,
a legend.
Impressions yeah. were like a really good 90s thing to have.
Right, right, right.
When you're a kid, too.
Well, James Adomian is amazing because he like is great. He's like amazing at impressions, but also an amazing joke writer.
He does characters. Like, they're not even impressions.
But he also does do impressions.
Oh,
like,
no, 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 no. I know he does, but like
right.
he takes on. It's not like
yeah,
a literal
like
impression of the person.
It's a character.
It's a version of them too. He's adding
right.
to it. It's not
yeah.
just like, you know. Normally, impressions are like just saying things that the person
yeah.
already says. But
I
like them.
Honestly,
like, oh, you do
miss-
sound like them.
I miss when Frank Caliendo was on Fox NFL Sunday. That was because his Madden was insane. His Madden was like really good.
What happened to Caliendo?
He's still around.
Yeah.
Like I still like when I do like comedy clubs on the road, like I'll always like see his name on the calendar.
And you're like, oh, hey, we should hang out. Like,
yeah. let's collab.
Ooh,
I mean,
I still have this Donald Duck tree pulled up. It's just
yeah.
astonishing. I don't. He's. Oh, this is just. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not with this.
Well, that's like the thing is like Disney was always like for kids. You
They're
know?
Saying there's a goose in his family.
Looney
Gus
Tunes.
Goose. Okay, so like his second cousin
Who
is Gus and
fuck?
Luke Goose. He's not related to a goose.
Who the fuck? You're a goose, and you're on the same family tree with a duck.
And
I think
yeah,
there was
and there's
some,
a gander in there. This is why I
think
I don't
there
fuck,
was some cheating.
This is why I don't fuck with Disney.
There's some sort of, you know, imagine you're a duck and then your girl, she gives birth to a goose.
Yeah.
And you're like,
what are you doing, fam?
Yeah.
Fam,
fellas.
Fellas, what are you doing?
What you doing? You're a duck and your girl's a duck and she gives birth to a goose. She's been, you know, her best friend is a goose. And she's like, oh, we're just friends. And then she gives birth to the baby. Her baby's a motherfucking goose.
That's probably why he's racist.
Oh, my
probably
God.
Probably why he started.
I really can't tell if this is the best or worst podcast.
Yeah, it's really unclear.
I love it. I think it's great. I think this is what we need. This is what
I do. I know that a lot of people.
You're bringing the tune zone out of me again.
Yeah. I do. Like, we get a lot of messages saying. From people that are like, I listen to while I work. It's like a good distraction or
yeah.
like on a drive. I'm just imagining somebody listening to this while trying to accomplish actual work.
Yeah.
And we're going through the family tree of Donald and Daffy Duck.
I'm imagining somebody driving it. And then as we start talking about Donald Duck's family tree too long, they just veer their car off the road.
Off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Just drive it into the fucking ocean.
Like, you know what? None of this is none
it's
of this
not
matters.
Worth it.
None of this matters.
Nothing's worth it. I don't want it. Yeah.
Anyway,
are you gonna drink this bulletproof coffee?
I'll sip some. I'm still going through my cold brew.
I got you. Oh, bitch! I'll fucking
Brandon.
I'm gonna sip.
This is a very early pod.
I got a free extra bulletproof
coffee.
Go for
it. You were at this place for an hour waiting for a bowl.
Waiting for a salmon bowl at Honey High. Honey, I'm high.
Unacceptable service. Honey, they're all very nice.
I'm high. By the way, they're very nice, and I love them. And they're all nice and sweet and cute, and I love them so much.
They need to be faster.
But I was waiting for the salmon bowl, and I texted you, and then you hit me with one of my favorite dad jokes, where you're like, "What are they doing? Catching the damn salmon?"
Mm-hmm.
Classic. I sincerely.
It's a tried and true joke.
I loved it.
It's a classic joke. I had the setup. You set me up for it.
I giggled.
And it was a real thought.
I literally giggled aloud and then like,
what are they doing? Sending somebody out to catch the damn salmon?
Yeah. Dude, I am really off this bulletproof. And then they accidentally made me a second one. There's just some miscommunication. But it really worked out. But when I said, honey, I'm high, that just reminded me, like, my friend Sarah Sherman.
Sure.
She opening for me in Chicago and Minneapolis later this month, by the way. The Hideout in Chicago and Turf Club in Minneapolis, or I think technically St. Paul. She's opening later this month. But she always does this thing where she's like not high. Mm-hmm. Like she'll be like stone cold sober and just be like, I'm high. And like it always makes me laugh. But then like, we were doing this show in Detroit, and she was like mid like bombing.
Yeah.
Like she was like, I think like the show just started late and people were like tired.
Yeah.
But she was like, she was bombing, and then just like in the like after a joke bombs, she just goes, I'm high. And then I like start cracking up. But you're like, I'm like the only laugh you can hear in the room. Yeah. That's my new, that I'm stealing that.
Damn.
I'm stealing, I'm high. Honey, I'm high.
Oh.
That should be, they should call Honey High, Honey, I'm high.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Okay, you could go and suggest that. Go in there and throw it out to them.
I'm off two BPs.
So this weekend I was at a wedding, mm-hmm. and beautiful wedding for my cousin. It was like in Napa, like a long, it was very picturesque. It looked like
Your cousin?
Oh, bro, don't.
Bro, you fucking married your cousin, dude?
Bro, quit joking around, dude.
Bro, you were at your cousin's wedding because you married your cousin, dude. Bitch. No, tell me about it.
No, it was just like I had an extremely dark moment in the wedding. I didn't mean to like, I brought all of us into darkness briefly.
Okay.
I don't even think this is a good story. It's a thing that happened.
We'll see.
I don't know if it's not like a good story.
I just told a lackluster story. It's all
no,
good.
It's okay. It's just like there's no payoff really for this. It's just dark. But okay, so it was like, you know, in between speeches and stuff, and we started talking about, like I had this friend.
Did you give a speech?
No. I'm not that in. You know, I'm one of many cousins.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we were reminiscing, like when I was a kid, like I was a church boy. We went to church mm-hmm. growing up, but we had like, you know, you have to go to youth group, and my mom was one of the like the, you had like youth group, like small groups or whatever. And ours was like all the bad kids. Like, I don't know how that worked. I think they just grouped them in with me.
Yeah.
So I was like the,
at the wedding,
least bad. No. This is youth group.
Oh, a youth group.
Yes.
Right. Sorry. My bad.
So I was the least bad of the bad kids. The rest of them were like at risk youth, basically.
Yeah.
You know? So one of the kids named Chris, I kind of knew it at the time. I forget. I don't think I knew the extent, but he basically found both of his parents separately dead from drug overdoses.
Fuck.
And like lives with his aunt and had like just a rough life. But like I was friends with him.
Yeah.
And he was just like a crazy, you know? Like he just liked to get into trouble.
Right.
And that's what we would do. But he was like very extra.
Yeah.
He would like come over to my house and we would like walk to the pond and he'd be like, yo, you want to get high in this asthma inhaler? He would like get high off things I didn't know you could get high off of, you know? Yeah.
But, did you do it?
I can't remember if I did or not. Yeah. I might have taken like two puffs and been like, damn, I could breathe good. Damn, I'm high.
Yeah.
I just took half a Xan.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm off the, But, I'm sorry, Mom, I had to do it.
Yeah. So anyway, so like we're talking about this kid and, and there was a couple others in that group, but like basically I guess my mom, like she really mentored him like more than I realized. Like I guess he would like come over to our house all the time when I wasn't home, and like, and she like kind of kept in touch with him later into life, because I kind of lost track of him. But I had no idea. So it was like kind of heartwarming, like, oh, mom, I didn't know you did all that, you know.
Yeah.
She like did a lot of nice things for him. But he got, I know that he got arrested. I kind of lost track of him because he got arrested for like stealing a car when we were like 15. And it was like, we're all, you know, even I tried to help him, like, dude, don't do like, don't do really dumb shit,
right,
you know? And that was just like, there was no reason for him doing it. So he went to juvie and like whatever. And then he had a kid. I know he had a kid when he was like 17. But so anyway, so this whole topic was like about this kid. And we were like, what was his last name? Holy shit, I can't remember his last name. Trying to find him. I was trying to find him. And we were all kind of just like, you know, he had a, last time we saw him, he had this kid and he was like really happy, even though he's young.
Yeah.
And so I just start, I couldn't get my mind off of it at dinner. So I had to find him. And it, the whole, the story was pretty positive up until that point.
Yeah.
But so I find him on Facebook and I'm like, I have his name, you know, and we see his profile picture and he's smiling with his kid. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. You know,
wow.
We're all like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Still at a candlelit outdoor Napa Valley wedding. Like very beautiful. And I make the mistake of Googling and I discover at the dinner table that he's in jail for 26 years now because he shot two people.
Fuck.
I know.
Ugh.
And I show my mom. She was very upset.
Damn.
It was very dark, dude. And I read like I was at the
this
wedding
kid
table
was from
like,
Vacation Bible School.
No, not Vacation Bible School. What's that?
Wait, do you not know about Vacation? I used to go
to
Vacation
I kinda remember
Bible
that.
School in elementary school. By the way, I will say that that is the most effective marketing for Christianity. Because, like,
really?
Vacation Bible School, I was like, these motherfuckers are setting it off. Like, I went to Vacation Bible School, and I remember coming home being like, I love Jesus.
What are you doing?
Like, I, like, came home like, holy shit, I fucking love Jesus and God so much. They, like, you sing songs and, like...
Oh,
you,
I
like,
never liked doing
do
that
activities
stuff.
And shit. It was a lot of activities and a lot of like, they knew what they were doing.
Sure. Yeah.
Vacation Bible School was like fucking wild.
I think our youth group was for confirmation. Like that's what it was for.
Yeah.
When we had to go through confirmation, you had to do like a, like the small groups or whatever. Like that's what our thing was. We were like 13 or something.
Yeah.
But damn, I dropped like the heaviest bomb on my family.
Yeah.
Also, it just kind of blew my mind. I was like, fuck, dude.
Oh, that does really put a damper on the evening.
Yeah, because so I guess he joined Gangster's Disciples.
Damn.
Which is like, I guess I remember as a kid, he mentioned being friends with some GD guys.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, we were in the suburbs, you know? We lived in the suburbs. He had to like...
Yeah.
Move to be in that gang for sure.
You thought he said GED?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I've got some friends with a GED.
Okay, man.
But seriously, that was that was definitely the wildest like checking back in on your old friend situation.
Yeah.
And sad. I mean, he's in jail till he's
sad.
Probably like 50.
What's his name?
I mean, I don't know.
His first name.
Chris.
Free Chris.
Free Chris. Well,
Free Chris.
Dude, I was digging into the court case. I mean, he claims he's innocent.
I believe him.
I was reading the case. It did look like they didn't have a lot of good evidence on him, but then, I mean, I think they got him on tape saying he did it. So, it's rough.
But they tricked him.
I don't know. I mean...
Free Chris.
It's an insane situation, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad timing. Bad timing to bring that bombshell up. To find that one out. But, you know. Also, I found out my friend Zach got engaged while I was at the wedding, too. I was like, good friend. A lot of, he got proposed to.
By his girl?
Yeah.
His girl proposed to him?
She knows what she wants.
Damn.
I know, right?
Damn, dude.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of vitamin Zach. But it is like.
Yeah.
It's something you kind of don't factor in. With her, I think it's like, it's not super surprising, but it would be kind of mind-blowing to get proposed to.
By your shorty?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Would it throw you off?
Ooh, I'd be like, damn, bitch.
Is that what you would say? I would be thrown off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be down if I was in love, but I don't really have time for that right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fucking hustling. Dude.
You're single?
Dude, I'm hustling.
Single and ready to mingle? You're mingling. I know you're mingling.
Stop.
This morning you told me.
Stop.
We won't go, dude. This morning you told me, like, dude, I think I might be addicted to sex. I was like,
you know, hey, come on.
I mean, well, I was just cracking up.
Come on, guys.
I was just cracking up because, I mean, you are still, like, technically new to it. Like, right. You're, you know.
No, stop. What do you mean new to it?
When did you start? How many years ago? You're okay, young. You're
fine.
Young.
I am 25. I did start at 21.
20. Yeah, so you're under right. 5 years
under
in.
5 years.
But I was cracking up at you having right. sex with, like twice.
Right.
And me like, damn, I think I'm addicted to this.
I'm fucking addicted.
I need to go. I've got a fucking problem,
I mean,
dude.
When Drake said, I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. I was like, damn, dude.
Wait, is that a line too?
Yeah. Oh, that was on God. Marvin's room. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. That's me, man. Damn.
Wait, we need to assemble a list of all the things, all the times Drake
Classic.
Is like dropping an amount that he thinks is going to be surprising.
Right.
And it's like kind of a...
Like,
all right,
man.
Not... Yeah. Yeah, like the Xan is like...
Yeah.
That's... A doctor would hear that and be
Xan.
Like, that's a reasonable amount, Drake. I'm glad you're not going overboard.
Reasonable amount? That's...
Depending on what you...
Fine amount of Xanax to take
yeah.
on a flight?
The sex 4 times?
Let's have a beer?
Yeah.
I
damn
god damn
damn I just drank 2 beers.
I'm sorry, mom. I had to do it to him. This is the first time I'm
drunk.
I just
had a beer. Oh
god damn. Anyway, let's talk about church, man.
Let's take him to go to church.
Let's stop talking about sex. Let's talk about church.
Take him
Wait,
to
can
church.
Can you play? Can you play?
Take me to church.
Can you play? Take me to church, real quick.
Yeah, you have to stall
Before
though.
We,
I mean, we don't have an engineer, so
see,
you have to like when you say
right,
that,
yeah.
it's gonna take like, a little bit.
Jack is the co-host slash engineer.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, and it's gonna be a matter of like I don't know
yeah.
where this clip appears,
right, and then like you find it on YouTube, and there's probably like maybe a one.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
One minute
so you have
interlude
to stall it out.
First.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to keep stalling. I'm currently
oh, wait, is
lining it up.
Yeah, there we go. All right, this is a new segment called Take Me to Church. Where me and Jack talk about going to church.
Okay,
thank you. That was Josie was thank you. Give it up for Josie. Josie, we brought him in the stew for a couple
yeah.
seconds. He's bye.
Oh, bye. Thanks guys. thanks for having me on the podcast.
Hey, no problem, Josie. Hey.
Every person that we do an impression of sounds like Barack Obama.
Hey, it's me, Josie.
Josie, thank you so much for coming on the pod. Hey, man. Hey, I'll see you on Sunday. Picking me up in your car and take me to church.
I love it when you make that joke, man.
That's actually kind of a new voice. I like that
no,
one.
It's,
yeah, it's kind of the.
It's me.
Kind of,
oh,
it's kind of the Cole Kush voice from Day World. Anyway, remember. Church
of course
there would be I fucking we had like our traditional service early show
mm-hmm.
early morning like 8 a.m. but then if you came at 10 a.m. you got the contemporary service and that's
some live
they would,
drum
like,
kits
they'd play
a drum
some
kit?
Fucking Christian rock
maybe an electric bass
early show you get the hymns late show you get the Christian rock and like me in sixth grade, seventh grade, I was like, fuck yes.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
You loved it?
Like, I would wear, like, a polo, you know? Like, you wouldn't have to, like, the contemporary service. You were dressing nice, but you know, it
yeah.
was like, you were letting your nuts hang.
Uh-huh.
This is, that's, it's cool church.
Did you go to church camp? Did you ever go to camp?
Vacation Bible School.
Is that, that's like, summer camp for kids at a church kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's like it's like a day camp. I only ever went to like overnight camps like in middle school when they would like send us to.
Yeah.
I went to a place called, I think I actually talked about it on the podcast before, but like the like camp we went to when I was in seventh grade was called Camp Cosby, which was like hilarious.
Time for the nap, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Camp Cosby. But yeah, church. I definitely had like, I had like a church phase. You know where we should go? We should go to the fucking Bieber church.
That's an app. That's an app for sure. I'm down.
We should go to the,
we just missed a service.
There's that one, I forgot what it's called, but it's like, it's the one that like fucking like Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, LA motherfuckers go to. And it's so funny because like people go there as like, people go there like it's the club. Like people there to, I think there's people going to this church to like A, network. B, get laid.
Yo.
There's for sure people like going to this church and then like getting post-church top.
Yeah. Well, I remember in high school, kids that were in Young Life, which is like the Catholic youth group thing. Those were the kids that like, you know, I knew they were all getting into the Mo shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then they would go to Young Life. Those kids sucked because I knew that they were like getting wasted
and they were fingering
each other,
being righteous.
Yeah. And then righteous. And they would all, you know, I was a Lutheran. I went to a Lutheran church,
and Lutherans are, they're,
it's very chill.
That's
like
the most chill.
It's pretty chill. Yeah. But yeah, they would go, you remember kids would have to go to like, they would go to some like culty weekend trip where they would like have to do kind of like feats of strength, which would be like not eating breakfast one day.
Yeah.
And then you'd be hungry by lunch and they'd be like, Jesus didn't eat one time.
Right.
And you guys all suck. And you have to, you guys are all meanies and you have to, like they do a weird guilt trip thing. Yeah. And then
now drink this wine.
Well, then those kids would come back and like for one week, they'd be like, my life has changed. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't, whatever that was.
Those kids were losers.
They have their own version of that in different places.
Yeah, like it is weird when like those, I mean my boy Zach, I think like he lost his virginity because of like one of those church groups. It's all, but like because it's Christians fucking each other, they think it's like somehow like more noble.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
I remember them coming back and like getting all preachy in class, and I'd be like, bitch, you called me a faggot last week.
Right. Like, yeah.
Yo, damn. Like, all right, you're good now?
Damn.
Get what the fuck out of here.
What if Jesus came back and called you a faggot?
I don't know.
What if, like, what if Jesus came back and then he was a dick? That'd be crazy. Dude, I gotta take a shit.
I think you have yourself a TV pilot here, Brandon.
Yeah, what if, yeah, fucking Dick Jesus.
Dick Jesus.
Dick Jesus coming this fall to NBC.
Get this, Jesus came back, but he's a total jerk. He's at wisecracks. That
dude,
would be
if,
like a Comedy Central show.
That would be a good like one season show.
That's the kind of stuff that's on TV now.
Dick
really.
Jesus.
Like when you go actually turn on a TV and you're like, what is actually on anymore?
You're
then you
like
find
joking
out like,
about Dick,
Jesus is a jerk. Jesus, but he skateboards.
Oh, Jesus, but he's like, he acts like Ted.
Yeah.
Dude, what if Jesus was like Ted? The movie.
The new show from comedy genius Ricky Gervais.
His downfall is so sad to me.
Yeah.
Like the downfall of Ricky Gervais is, it's truly tragic. Like the downfall of like just like The Office, the original Office, two seasons, perfect show. Perfect show. Like one of the best sitcoms of all time, right? Very influential. And then just immediately like he got like faded off atheism and you know became Ricky Gervais.
Atheism,
it's a bummer
to you.
It's
well, I think atheism had a wave. I think he might have just not gotten the memo that's like, oh yeah, atheism is cringe now.
Right.
Atheism had a super big wave and
it's
that
all
was very
about
annoying
being agnostic or just like who, you know, just like who cares, but like
it's weird. Oh,
being
I remember,
like a devout atheist is so much more obnoxious than
I remember
being
in
like,
art school
kind of like being a Christian.
There were these like atheist kids in my class in art school who would just like yeah. wait for there'd be like one Christian in art school, of course. That yeah. would be like a very mild-mannered person. They would like yeah. maybe mention it once.
Yeah.
And then they would try to start this like, well, God isn't real. Like yeah. quoting. And then like one of them revealed that he's in some kind of atheist club where they meet up and like talk Ugh. About it and like and
that's
like
religion.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you that's church.
Right.
You're going
to atheist church.
Yeah.
Going to a taping of Real Time as atheist church.
And then the Church of Satan is like just as cringe.
Right.
People who are like
and they
Satanists.
Like they get retweeted a lot now.
Oh yeah.
The Church of Satan
Church of
is
Satan
like
Twitter.
Big on Twitter.
Yeah. Where they just they're just that's, in Trump's replies like even we think this guy's bad. Huh.
Yeah.
10,000 retweets.
They love it. People yeah. love it.
Oh, another the opposite of that is the guy who runs like the God account on Twitter.
Oh,
I think it got deleted
God.
And he has a new one.
Yeah.
The God where it's like the South
Didn't
Park
he, like,
God
lose
face.
His mind?
Yeah. There are some really good also because he's like networking as God too.
Right.
And like I just did I wondered if he had done any ads. I actually didn't have time to find out, but I was gonna see if God was posting like, oh, check out this new fidget spinner, like yeah. $2.99 free shipping. But yeah. I did see like early tweets where he is like, hey, I just signed up for Reddit. Please upvote my post.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, pretending to be God will drive you mad.
Go to your head. But you need those upvotes.
Yeah.
Want that Reddit karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a church boy growing up.
Yeah.
Do you think will you take your future kids to church?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, I'm not. I don't yeah. really like identify.
Well, I don't know, like, if my... I guess my mom maybe was.
Yeah.
She is now. Is it... I wonder if it's, like, is that something that happens to you when you're older?
I've prayed in the last year.
Sure.
Yeah. I have prayed a couple times in the past year. I've never... but, like, yeah, I don't go to Christmas. I don't go to church on Christmas or Easter.
Oh, I do that with my family.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going by myself.
Right.
My sister's very religious. She goes to church by herself.
Oh, true.
But no, I wasn't even asking it in that context. It's more of like
my mom.
I'll put it this way. Put it this way. If you could go back in time, would you undo the fact that you went to church as a kid?
No.
It's like, and same for me.
I'm
because I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was screwing around the whole time at church.
Right.
So I mean, I still enjoyed it. I mean, for me, my church is mostly a basketball court. That I could use anytime I wanted.
Whoa.
We had a court.
What?
Yeah. I was hooping in there.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
You're like crossing over your fucking
I don't even
pastor.
Think we really played that much. Like I said, my small group was like the bad kids. So we would like climb the hoop and like Chris would be like, yo, you think I could hit Mike in the head with a basketball from this far? Like,
yeah. That rules.
Yeah.
I have a theory, by the way, about we were like talking about like fucking young atheists, right?
Yes.
I have a theory that like half of the kids who in high school were like enthusiastic atheists, like way too into atheism.
Yeah.
I have a theory that like half of those kids are alt right now.
Ooh.
At least Ryan Olson at my school, he was this kid. There was this kid who was like such a huge atheist, would always like talk about like old George Carlin bits.
Yeah.
And like really into like George Carlin and like Bill Maher, Ricky Gervais. And I mean, Carlin's a legend, but you know, atheist kids love that.
Of course.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, he was like really into atheism and like always like he would like be on 4chan and shit. And, but like never, he was never really like political. And then I like checked back in on Facebook and now it's all like, man, John Podesta really like did some fucked up shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like it's all very like alt-right shit now.
Well, we're experiencing on a very real note, we're experiencing strange times right now because what used to be counterculture and often on the internet has become so mainstream and also forced down people's throat in a sense.
Right.
And gotten ridiculous enough that inevitably there'd be something that would come up to counter that.
Right.
And that is now the counterculture.
Yeah.
Which is like alt-right is now counterculture, which is crazy. Like they, I mean, I think a lot of people browse like some alt-right subreddits, not like the deep ones, but like Cringe Anarchy is a funny one. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
It's just like there are some bad posts on there, but there are some that are just like, okay, yeah, liberals are pretty funny sometimes.
Right.
There's just, it's just cringe.
Yeah.
But it's like
Donald Trump is hard gonna to operate. Say something about QAnon in the next 6 months.
Yeah, you think so?
I guarantee it. He is going to say something about QAnon. Like he's gonna be like, QAnon, we love him, folks. We love QAnon, right? You know, I would put money on that.
Like wink at it?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing.
I don't even think like a wink. I think it'll be like direct.
There's some, I've seen some things though recently where apparently a couple people are close to finding out like the origins of it and like the origins of the hoax basically.
Yeah.
I did see an article that was saying that they think it's like anarchists on 4chan like pulling a big prank on old Republicans.
Right.
And who's that guy, Jack Prisiachak or whatever? What is his name? I guess he is supposedly talking
Prolisak.
To people. Prolisak, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he's against QAnon, but he's like, he says that he's talking to some of the original people and is going to disprove it.
Damn.
Interestingly. But the thing is, you can't disprove it.
Right.
I mean, they'll think that's part of the...
Do you think Moot... how does Moot feel, you know? Like, how does Moot feel about, like, what he... Like, when he created 4chan, he was like, this is going to be a funny website to, like, send pictures of cats to, you know?
What does he do now, I wonder?
And then...
Nobody knows who he is or what?
Well, no.
They do?
No, Christopher Poole.
Okay, okay.
Dude, he went to VCU.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. He created this one site called Canvas... And then, where is he now? It's a good question. I'm going to Google that. Where is Moot?
Yeah.
Because I would feel so bad.
Yeah. I wonder what his day-to-day is like.
Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah.
To accidentally start something like that.
I said QAnon, and now my phone heard me, and now it's freezing up.
Uh-oh.
It's like you've said too much.
But no, back to what I was saying though, atheism is kind of the same thing. It went through that same wave. A lot of things have went through that now where we're in a very weird place culturally, especially on the internet, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we're he works for Google now.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Imagine that hiring process. Like your resume, just like I created 4chan. They're like,
all right.
Nothing wrong here, possibly.
Yeah.
Come on in.
All right. Get in here, buddy.
You seem like a trustworthy guy. We should give you control over the entire internet.
Yeah, god damn. And on March 7th, 2016, Poole announced that he had been employed by Google at a yet to be disclosed position.
Wow.
Damn.
Google's going to buy 4chan. It's just one of the tabs on Gmail. Just open 4chan. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
No, it is. Ooh. Like, that's happened with a lot of things now, though, where it's like the alt-right guys do get to function from, like, this very specific new platform.
I mean, like, InfoWars is, like, allowed in the press room.
Yeah,
at the White House.
Like, that might be coming to a close soon, too. But, yeah, that is crazy.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other thing, though, too.
Bananas.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But, and that's why comedy, you were the first person to say that. To me, like the day after Trump got elected, of just like standard comedy is very hard to do now, you know.
Well, yeah, because
it's just
like
so hack making
like,
fun of Trump.
Yeah, because it's what he's
it's
doing is like so much wilder than like the takes. That's why Who Is America is so great.
Yes,
it's so I'm very jealous of everybody that got to work on that show.
I know,
because it is like it's so perfect and it's so like. Necessary, and it's like the first like hard dick political satire we've seen in like a long time.
Yeah, his pussy hat guy character is amazing too.
I it's not my favorite.
You don't think so?
I like it, but I think
favorite
that, like,
of the.
I think like the
they're the most
the,
painful
like,
to watch. I like
the Israeli character is like the one that's like getting like the juiciest stuff.
Oh, he would be the one that would like have a movie deal from this.
Right.
Like he would be the next Borat or Ali G.
Like, yeah, that's exactly. The banger like, that's character. Like he's by far the best character.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But in the new episode, they introduce a new character.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's very, a very weird character.
Yeah.
Like
I saw like the clip where he's like saying like gibberish and then like smiles.
The new character.
Yeah.
He's like a streamer. He's kind of like a PewDiePie hybrid.
Wait. I love
he's
that.
He's like unboxing like 34-year-old nerd who's Finnish. I think
fucking rules. Yeah, like, I gotta watch that after this.
It's very good.
We did like an hour, right?
I'm cruising.
I'm cruising, but I feel like I'm cruising on a, like I think that, you know, I should get some stuff done today.
Yeah, I mean,
should get this pot.
I think I could have done a lot more if you weren't waiting for a salmon bowl for an hour and 35 minutes.
Whoa! Damn. That's fair. I mean,
it's not really your fault. It's
not
the
my fault.
Place's fault.
But it's I still do love Honey High.
I know. I mean, them. you have Stockholm syndrome to a few different high-priced LA restaurants.
I love it, dude.
Great service.
I love, you know. I love you know. I love these East Side LA establishments.
I know. It's a late pod too, so.
It's a late pod. We should get the pod out.
Get the pot out. Put it out.
Somebody.
Oh, last thing, by the way.
Okay.
I do think it's so funny that, well, should we even talk about it on air? We're trying to get the guest.
What? G Johns?
No, John.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Don't.
That was funny, though. Still is funny.
Oh. Yeah, we were hanging, dude. We were getting dinner. We were getting dinner while you were at that wedding. I was, you know, hanging with my boys, John Mayer and Mac Miller.
Yeah, well, we basically just said it right. I did ask John to do the pod. Yeah. Didn't get a response. Understandably, he's a busy guy.
And then you see pics of us.
Then I see pics of you with Mac Miller. Yeah. I was like, okay, guys. Okay, I see you.
Yeah.
You know, replace me.
You've been replaced.
You got the idea, but you're like, hey, maybe replace the riffraff with a... somebody a little bit better.
Yeah.
Get a white rapper instead of Jack.
You've been replaced by Mac Miller. The new album's great, by the way. Swimming is really good, guys. Everybody's talking about Astroworld, but Swimming, also great. Great album. I want to plug.
It sounds kind of racist, Brandon.
What? No, I'm saying they're both good. I'm saying
that. You know what's better? The white guy.
I'm saying that all lives matter, Jack. Yeah.
Michael Jordan was great, but you know who was better? Larry Bird.
I didn't
John
say
Stockton.
That he's I'm saying that they're both great.
Underrated players.
I'm saying that Mac and Travis can both be great.
I'm saying if you like Mac Miller, you're racist. You guys are both racist for replacing me.
I love him, and I think you've been trying to gaslight me into being racist this whole pod, and I'm not racist.
I think I'm trying to wake you up.
You want me to be racist.
You want me to say the N-word.
I refuse to be racist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you're a Donald Duck. You're a bit of a Donald.
Let's wrap it up. Plugs. Let me get these plugs off.
No, first plug, our live show.
Our live show. That's what I was...
Next
that
weekend.
Was going to
okay,
be the
good.
First plug.
Okay, good.
I had the
plug
calendar
away,
app.
Plug it
Look,
away. Plug it away.
I had the calendar app open.
Plug it.
And that was our live
plug
pod
it.
This Sunday. Sunday, August 12th at the Satellite. Me and Jack doing our first debut live podcast. We've got Brody Stevens. We've got Spencer Pratt.
Spencer's going to be a wild card.
And Jamel Johnson. Spencer's going to be wild.
We have no true plan for him either.
Yeah.
He's beyond stoked. I think just let him loose and we'll see where that one goes.
He's going to be let loose. Dogs out of the cage.
Absolutely.
I think this is going to be a very unhinged pod.
I think so too.
I'm looking forward to it. Please come out to the Satellite on August 12th for the first live Yeah But Still. And then
if you live in LA and listen to this, you got to come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Sunday night. What else are you doing?
And then the week after that, 19th, Cleveland, I'm at Hilarities. 20th, Chicago at the Hideout. 21st, Minneapolis / St. Paul at Turf Club.
Hilarities.
And then September. Yeah, listen, man, I don't name these clubs, okay? I'm not the one naming these clubs, all right? You need to calm down.
I'm going to walk on down to Hilarities and hear some jokes.
Sorry, dude. I don't, you know, I didn't, you know, my agents send me the gigs and I say yes, you know, and it's, I think it's going to be a great show. Also, Life is Beautiful in Las Vegas, September 21st through the 23rd. I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the Life is Beautiful Comedy Festival.
That's the name of the festival?
Yeah. No, Life is Beautiful Festival. I'm doing the comedy there. It's not a comedy festival. It's a music festival.
Shares the name with a Holocaust movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find that interesting.
I can tell you this much. It's going to be a lot more fun.
Jesus. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's end it there.